Hey everyone, welcome back to Mercy Talk Podcast. This is Melanie Carter, and I am your host and the Director of Outreach here at Mercy Ministries. If you are new to our ministry, you can find out more information about who we are and what we do on our website at mercyministries.com or at mercytalk.org. Mercy is all about helping people find freedom from life-controlling issues, and not just to find that freedom, but to be able to walk daily in that place of freedom. And as some of you have heard on previous shows, our outreach program is really expanding this year, and we are creating as many opportunities as we possibly can just for people to find freedom that are outside of the walls of our residential homes that we operate here. And so one of these opportunities is actually going to be through the next book that's being released by our founder and president, Nancy Alcorn, called Ditch the Baggage. And this book is officially being released this fall, along with an entire curriculum that's going to include study guides and complimentary like video teachings that go along. And so we are really, really excited about that releasing. And I am also very excited that we actually have Nancy Alcorn here on the show with us today. So she's going to talk more about this book. Nancy, it's very great to have you here.
Well, it's great to be here.
It was about this time last year, actually, that we started really working with you on this next book that's coming out. And I know that even as that process was happening, and we didn't even have this idea of doing this outreach element at that time.
Right.
But I remember thinking that when we started working on this book, I was like, I've never been more excited about anything that Mercy has put out.
Right.
Because when I was in youth ministry, it was the very things that are going to be part of this book that I wished that I'd had whenever I was
right.
in ministry. I just wished so badly that I'd had a resource like that. So I could not be more thrilled about this. And now, especially that we've added on some elements of creating the study guide and doing the video teachings with you, I just feel like it's getting more and more in a place where people are really going to be able to use it. And so I'm super excited, really excited that you're here to talk about it today.
You know, the most exciting thing, I think, for me, I actually believe that, you know, the Lord promises that if we trust in Him with all of our heart and acknowledge Him in all of our ways, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all of our ways, He will direct our path. And it was so cool to see when we first started working on this book. I think it just came together, like the Spirit of God just helped us to, you know exactly what to put in it. And
yeah.
and then I think the excitement that you felt about it, you didn't really understand or know that there was actually being a new position birthed in you through this material, because you are the one that's actually leading the charge as our Director of Outreach to get these principles of freedom out in the streets, mm-hmm. out in churches, schools, wherever we can get them to. And because Jesus paid a high price for freedom, and it is for freedom that Christ set us free. And so if it works inside the walls of Mercy, these principles of freedom in this book called Ditch the Baggage definitely will work. God's principles are God's principles, and they work to whoever applies them to their life.
Absolutely.
So
yeah. And I can even say that as, you know, I feel like I've probably read the book about 100 times at this point, and every time I'm reading anything out of it, I'm still catching on to things that even I need to implement more in my life or other things. I mean, it literally applies to everyone, no matter if you're going through something really difficult or if it's just a way to continue to walk in freedom. I mean, it's literally
right.
hits anyone at any point in their life. So I couldn't be more excited about it. I would love for you to share maybe just a little bit of the history behind it, because what this book and what this study is going to entail is the keys to freedom that we use inside of our Mercy homes and have used in the homes for,
right.
for years now. So I would love for you to just share a little bit about where these keys even came from, how they developed.
It's been years ago. One morning I got up, we had been praying about our counseling model, and we had, you know, wanted to come up with something that was truly ours. And it was so clear to me just one morning. I got up and I just grabbed a pad and started writing. God just started giving me these 7 keys. And He said, that's your counseling model. And I just wrote them down. And then I got all the counselors together. We had staff meeting. We had training. We expounded on it. We brought the scriptures together with it and we started using it, even the things that are in Ditch the Baggage, it's like people can choose at any point in their life that there's something going on, that whether it's, you know, oppression or fear or maybe it's like I did this morning, you know, I'm feeling good. As far as I know, I'm in good health, but I went to the doctor and just had a checkup. And I think that this material is a bit like that. It's almost like, you know, God said that in Hebrews 4:12, it says that God's word has the ability to divide between that which is soul and that which is spirit, and to discern the very thoughts and intents of the heart. And while our salvation is an event that we can point to, I know the exact day that I asked Jesus into my heart. While that's an event, the actual transformation process is just that. It is a process that and continually goes on. Right. And if Christ died for us to be able to live in freedom, then we need to make sure at all times that we are living in that place of freedom. And there are certain things that we have to have a revelation about to be able to do that. One thing is that there's no such thing as a perfect person. So being free is not being perfect. Mm-hmm. Being free is understanding that he paid the price, so that if there's any kind of bondage or addiction or unforgiveness or anything like that in my life, you know, that I don't have to hold on to that and let the enemy use that against me, but that I can actually release it and let it go. But to have a revelation that 2 Corinthians 5:21, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. So when I started identifying with who I am in Christ and who he is in me, then everything changed, because I recognized that Christianity is not it's not moral conduct. Mm-hmm. Christianity is receiving new life of Christ in us, and we get a new nature, and that's why it's called being born again. Mm-hmm. And then we have the freedom to choose life. And I love one of my favorite scriptures, Deuteronomy 30:19. The Lord says, this day I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life, that you and your seed may live. And we share this with the girls that walk through our doors that are in all kinds of bondages, but also pastors and leaders and people that are in places of leadership inside the walls of churches tell me that there are people sitting on their church pews that have all kinds of issues, mm-hmm, in their life, and that they're not really even aware that you can be free. Mm-hmm. And so the heart behind this book is, hey, we don't want people going through life laden down with old baggage from the past. And, you know, the first relationship that will change all of our other relationships is that we have a great relationship with God. So once that happened in my life, which was when I asked Jesus into my heart, then I started getting into the Word of God. And I just started renewing my mind to that, and I started making deliberate choices. So it's not any different than any other human being. Mm-hmm. So we need to know Christ paid the price for our freedom, that we are given righteousness as a gift, and to get a revelation of that. And then we need to understand that because we have authority as a believer, that we actually do have the right and the power in us to choose to do the right thing. And we can deal with issues in our life that instead of letting those things deal with us, mm-hmm, thus ditch the baggage.
Yeah, that's great. And I think you really hit the nail on the head when you were talking about how it's not about us fixing our behavior. And we've talked about that in quite a few of the shows previous to this one. But just about, you know, and that's how mercy operates. It's not about us just making sure that we fix you of all of your external issues that you're struggling with. There is something happening at the core of you.
Right.
And I know, you know, that sounds like a good concept to people, but sometimes they don't know what to do about that. Okay, well then exactly. How do I get to this core stuff that's going on inside of me? And so what I think is great about this study is that's all that it's about. It's about what's happening in your core. It's about what's happening in your walk with the Lord. And, you know, when those things get healed and when you start to find freedom from those things that are happening at your core level, then those behaviors just start to kind of fall off, you know? And I mean, there may be accountability and things that you need to place around them, but it's way, way, way more about focusing on that core than it is about fixing all the stuff I'm doing wrong.
That is so true. You know, I think it might be good if I share with the people. I know the material comes out in October, but it'd probably be good if I share with everyone what those seven keys
That'd
are that
awesome.
God gave me, because that's actually And then we, like Melanie said, we built it started out being a book, and now we built this whole curriculum and with videos and study guide and all that. And just it's all coming rolling out in October, and it's for the masses of people out there. Very, very excited about it. But anyway, I'll just share what God gave me that morning when I got up and I grabbed it's good to have a notepad around, because you never know when God's going to speak something to you. And I can't tell you how many times that I didn't write something down and then I'd forget. But thank God I had a legal pad that morning. I had my pen, and I just started writing. And this is what God gave me. The first key is total commitment to freedom. For example, let's say someone has had an addiction in their past. If you want to be totally committed to a life of freedom, then you have to make a choice not to feed that addiction any longer, but to release it and let it go. Mm-hmm. And self-help is just that. It's self-help. I mean, there's a difference between having a choice and self-help, because when we have the power of God residing on the inside of us and He lives in us and He gives us a new nature, then we have the power to choose to let things go and to do the right thing. So being totally committed to live in God's way. The second key is healing life's hurts. And that's very, I think that's pretty obvious to most people. Maybe you're out there and you're like me. You've had a lot of deaths in my past. My last book, I wrote a lot about people that were very close to me, an uncanny number of people that are very close to me that actually died, as starting with my little sister who was crushed to death in a really bad accident. And I thought that I had, you know, when I was so depressed and just sad and grieving and full of grief. And when I received the Lord at age right before my 18th birthday, 3 weeks before my 18th birthday, Melanie, I thought that, you know, I got excited. I started renewing my mind to the Word, and I was filled with joy. But what I didn't realize is that there was a grief that I had just stuffed down. I never really dealt with the trauma of all those losses. And so I actually ended up, when my dad passed away, it all just kind of came to the surface in 2001. And I actually had a very good friend of mine that challenged me to go to counseling. And it was during the 7 years that I went to counseling, even as the leader and founder of Mercy, that I actually experienced to such a deep level that healing life's hurts. There was so much pain in the past. And so Jesus said He came to heal the brokenhearted. And so whether it's grief, loss, whatever it may be, whether it's a loss of a relationship, whatever it is, God wants to heal that. So healing life's hurts. The third key, getting God's perspective on your life, you know, seeing yourself the way God sees you is very important, because if we see ourselves the way we are, we're insecure. We're, you know, maybe we're fearful. Maybe we have anger problems, but there are keys of freedom in the Word of God for all those things. So, you know, getting God's perspective on our life is that no matter what the problem is, Jesus is the answer. And we can identify that issue and apply those principles of freedom to that, to whatever that issue may be.
Yeah.
And one of the big ones is choosing to forgive. That's a big one, because especially you think about every person in life has been hurt by someone. And we tend to forget that we have also been the one that has hurt others as well. So, and God said, hey, it was big enough to God, the forgiveness thing, that He said, if you want me to forgive you, you got to be willing to forgive other people. So that's a huge one. It's obvious that, you know, for a young girl who's been sex trafficked or raped or horribly abused, or a young man who was, so many young men out there that I've heard stories about who were, as little boys, molested, and just all kinds of things that people do to people, or even best friends end up hurting each other. Husbands and wives end up hurting each other. So the forgiveness thing, that's an ongoing process. And I heard a really good friend of ours, Bob Hamp, who's a professional counselor and author and speaker, and he works a lot with our team. But I heard him speak a few weeks ago, and he made the statement. He said, if you do not choose to forgive, then you are letting that person that you're not forgiving own a piece of real estate in your brain.
Yeah,
I thought that was so powerful. Yeah. I'm like, man, you know, I don't know about y'all, but some people maybe have really, really smart, but I need all of my brain to be with me. I like that scripture.
Nobody
that
gets
says,
any of it.
I like that scripture that really identified the scripture that God says that the entrance of God's word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. And I joke around about that a lot, you know, that if you don't have to be that smart, but if you'll just get in the word and do what it says, God will make you look really good.
Yeah, yeah.
So really. I love that. But anyway, choosing to forgive. And then the fifth thing that God gave me was breaking the patterns that run in families. You know, there are all kinds of generational patterns that run in families, and the Bible speaks to that. And people focus a lot about generational curses, but, you know, I'm like, well, hey, why don't we turn that around to the positive? Let's talk about starting a generation of blessing by the power of my choice. Let's say a girl who comes from a family who's had all kinds of addicts or suicidal or whatever, when we receive Christ, we enter into the bloodline of Christ, and that those patterns are broken. So that's exciting. Yeah. That one, we'll go into more detail about all of these in weeks to come. But yeah. I'm just kind of giving you the keys right now. The sixth one, and these are not necessarily in any particular order because it's more of a circular thing. It's like spokes in a wheel, that way we use it in our council model at Mercy. But the power to choose freedom over oppression, and we already spoke to that a little bit earlier. And then number seven is how to maintain lifelong freedom. So,
awesome.
And that's that whole transformation process of choosing continually to allow God. He said, I will work in you both to will and to do my good pleasure.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at that one.
Awesome. Well, Nancy, that's great. And this was just totally a teaser for all of our listeners, because that was just, you know, barely hitting on each of those. What I love about the book is that what you just described was each of these keys just kind of in theory, and what the book and the study guide do is help people actually learn practically how to apply these things. You know, I love this idea of choosing to forgive, but how in the world do I actually start that process? What does that even look like? You know, so each of these different keys really get broken down in that way. And in the coming weeks, we're going to be able to really dig into each one of these keys to freedom. We're going to spend a few weeks on each one of them, actually. And so I'm really excited, because we're going to be bringing in some of our counselors here from in Nashville. And Nancy, I know that's a huge heart of yours, just to get them out there and get people hearing their voices. And so we're really excited to bring some of them in here and to really just start walking through each of these keys in more depth. So Nancy, it has been so fun to have you here today.
Thank you
so much for taking time to be on the show.
Thank you, Melanie. And I just want to say to our listeners out there, I love talking to you guys. And I've even had a few emails from people going, hey, you know, we want to hear more from you. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all are going to be wanting to hear less from me by the time y'all get through listening to these amazing leaders that God has given us. I mean, because our counselors are such great communicators and speakers. And so I promise you, you do not want to miss a single one of these podcasts, because these are amazing leaders that you're going to be hearing from. And in my opinion, they articulate these principles way better than I do. And I'm excited about this next generation of great leaders that we have coming up, and excited that you're going to get to meet them and hear from them and listen to them.
Awesome. Well, Nancy, thanks again. I know it's probably kind of crazy to think back to that day when you pulled out the notepad, to think that here we are a few years later, not only have an entire book, but an entire curriculum and using it in all of our homes. So it's just really cool to see how God has used that. So thanks again for being here today. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And we will see you next week.